He warned you the first time. He warned you the second time. And why should a Christian live that type of life of dishonesty? Let somebody see you as a Christian and leave his house for you and leave the key and leave the safe and leave everything in your hand and be confident that you are a Christian. Let it be. And when you get honest with your boss like that and he tries to be funny over you, that is when they will know there is a God in Israel. That's the truth. I told you the story of a brother that we were worshiping in the same church some years ago. He was working with his own senior brother, serving him. The brother would send him to Turkey and to other outside. They were importing some of these things they use, household utensils. And he said, anytime he went there, those companies there, they will tell him, you know, they can influence it. The brother will pay more dollar, then they will give him dollar overseas. So they said they would tell them. He said he would tell them, no. They correct him. No. They tried him in several ways throughout along the years he was serving his master. No. He served his master, his own senior brother. And then, it was now time for his freedom. And immediately, he left. He now took off to that place. The brother had the little money he gave him. It was going to just import just one container or less than one container. Because, you know, wicked people, they will not let you settle. And he said, he got there. When he got there, he said, they showed him a letter that his brother wrote to them that they should not deal with him, that he stole their money. And they showed him. So when he read it, he looked at them and then tears were coming out of his eyes overseas. He told me this testimony by himself. He said, the man said, no, don't cry. He said, I have told your director, because they didn't know they are related. I told your director, no, that you are an honest man. I told your director several times that you will have made money, but you refused because you say you are a Christian. He said, don't mind him. He said, don't give us any money. They released 6 containers to him. 6 containers. 2 years after he left his master, I went there where he is living, on that street. He has 3 upstairs on that street alone. There at Dupemo there. I entered his house. I could not believe what house is that. Why? Because at the time of temptation, he remained godly. Godliness. That's why he said godliness. Apostle Paul said godliness with contentment is what? Great gain. Be godly anywhere you are. It's part of the stature of perfection. Add to godliness what? Brotherly kindness. Why? Because he said, as you would that men should do to you, so do ye unto men. Brotherly kindness. That is Christian love. Love your brother as yourself. Let love be part of you. Stop greediness. Stop selfishness. Stop covetousness. Give when it is supposed to give. And give here is not only money. When it is time to give money, give money. When it is time to give counsel, give counsel. When it is time to give peace, give peace. When it is time to give forgiveness, give forgiveness. When it is time to give somebody hope, give him hope. When somebody is down, don't match him, lift him up. That is brotherly love. And when you are filled with brotherly love, it is only then you can intercede for one another. It is only then somebody can come to you and confess his faults to you. Brother, I still a fornicator, help me. And brotherly love will not make you go and broadcast it. Do you know that that brother, the fornicator, he told me this by himself? No. You make you go to the Lord. Help my brother, Lord. That's why he confessed it to me, so that I can help him in prayer. When he's in need, I help him. I'm out here to make my brother's life better. Add that to your statue of perfection. And finally, what? Finally, what? Charity. Charity. Which is what? Hallelujah. How did Peter put it? Amen. Amen. Verse 7. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, what? Charity. Please just let me quickly explain this and we close on that. Hallelujah. When he speaks about charity here, you know, he first said brotherly love before he add charity. You know, charity is also love. But you can see Peter separated it. Hallelujah. Charity goes beyond brotherly love. Charity here is the type of love you have until you can sacrifice even your own life for somebody. Charity. That is God's kind of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only, the only one he has, the only ones, the only one he had, he gave him out. That's charity. All you have, you are ready to give it. I didn't say give it. I said you should be ready to give it. Matthew 19. Jesus Christ explained it there. Matthew 19. Sorry, I want to conclude this so that next week we can say something else. Now let me read it from verse 16. It's a parable. It's a story the Lord Jesus Christ gave. And it's a real story, not a parable. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is no good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He said unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not be a false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said to him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? You see? I have everything. Amen. Verse 21. Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven and come and follow me. But when the young man had that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that the rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? Who then can be saved? Because this man had obeyed all the commandments, you see. But when it came to charity, he failed. His own keeping of the law of God did not go around his riches. And until you have that virtue of charity in you, the ability, I say it's the ability to give all you have for the betterment of someone, or all you have for the kingdom's sake.